Hey everyone, I've got some news that's been quietly making waves lately. Google has actually updated its search data practices to pull in media uploads, like those images you submit for reverse image searches, straight into their AI training pipelines.
It's a significant shift, but it aligns perfectly with Google's broader push to supercharge their generative AI. They're really focusing on sharpening image recognition and deeper contextual understanding.
Now, Google does say they anonymize everything before they use it, but I have to say, privacy advocates are raising some very real concerns. Visual search data can actually paint a surprisingly detailed picture of your location, your personal interests, and even your daily routines.
And that's the real catch. Once that kind of information gets woven into an AI training dataset, it becomes part of a massive, complex system. Honestly, it's incredibly difficult to trace, let alone remove later on.
Which brings us right to the heart of the matter. In this new AI era, digital privacy really isn't something you can just set and forget. It truly requires proactive, hands-on management from us as users.
Exactly. If you just leave everything on the default settings, you're essentially giving implicit consent for your data to be repurposed. But the good news is, opting out is actually quite straightforward.
I'm so glad to hear that. So, how do we actually do it without getting lost in a maze of menus?
You just need to head over to your Google account dashboard, click on Data and Privacy, and find the Search Settings or History section. From there, you can simply toggle off the option that says, use my data to improve Google services, or whatever similar AI training prompt appears.
And once you confirm that change, you're all set.
Yes, that immediately stops any future visual search uploads from being rooted into those AI training datasets. But it's important to note, this only applies going forward.
Right, it won't automatically wipe what's already been collected. Though, as a quick heads up, you can manually clear your past search history right through that same dashboard if you want to start fresh.
And don't worry, opting out won't break your Google experience. Reverse image search, visual results, and personalized suggestions will all remain fully functional.
That's such a relief. But if we're already in there tweaking things, it's probably a smart time to look at a few other key settings too. Things like web and app activity, which controls how your search and browsing history is stored, location history, which tracks where you've been across your devices, and ad personalization, which decides if your activity data should tailor your ads.
It really comes down to this. Privacy isn't a simple on or off switch. It's a series of intentional adjustments that help you find the right balance between everyday convenience and true data control.
Absolutely. The critical takeaway here is that as AI becomes more and more dependent on user-generated data, our digital autonomy really hinges on how actively we manage our accounts.
So, taking just a few minutes to audit and adjust those privacy settings is a highly practical move. It ensures your visual search data stays out of AI training pipelines, all while keeping your favorite search features fully intact.
And that's the beauty of it. In an era where our personal data is literally fueling technological advancement, taking the time to understand and control these settings isn't just smart. It's an essential skill for protecting our privacy and maintaining our digital sovereignty. Thanks for listening, everyone.